holding Amnon Pirush Rishon Ikubar Ma'id. So he's going back and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manish people kilu right now he just said everything goes according to person's machshava, and he gets the opposite. Now he says, "Upisha v'lozak kichol il dvarim shazocher v'lozak kulam dvarim kadoshim." V'roy kachoyte b'mshia nevad ma'ilam hakodesh. He says, "It's simply all these inyanim that he mentions are inyanim of kedusha, and therefore, a person that's been fazed those inyanim of kedusha shouldn't go to olam haba." V'zeh ki yesh chol adas shemechalas hakodeshim. Royu Shloyel Hilk Boilum Shukadesh Rivel Maragus, Zolom Habash, a Kodesh Lagamri. So basically, now he's going to list just simply all these Yonim are called Kodesh and Abed Kedusha, and then he's going to explain what specifically are the differences between. Right now, just saying that the common denominator is all of these are in Yonim, that the Kedusha that a person.
Is
how much does it add to the Bria? If something is extremely valuable, it adds a lot to the Bria. It could be in terms of food and health and in Yofi. Something that has that's a pachos erech means it adds not much to the Bria. So the when a person is mevaze something, he is mam it its erech. And therefore, when a person is mevaze things that are ruchni, he gives it no erech. And b'meila, it's not shayach for him to be neuchel a world that this is its world. I can't say that I am going to get Olam Haba if Olam Haba doesn't have metzias by me. I don't value it, so b'meila, I don't have it. I can't. I need to appreciate it, to understand it, to be in it. So in a loose way, all these inyanim have their common denominator. Now he's going to go specifically, like he always does, whenever you have a list of things, there has to be some sort of order in the list. He didn't pick these just because he went through it and it's all you could find. There has to be each one is another nekud of Kedusha or whatever. Like it says in Menachos. Since this world is created with a hay, so it means that since the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to express itself as the ruchnius in this world, these are the kudas I can pin down as ruchnius. They're going to be five things. If a person is choite in the hay, the hayna ele chamisha dvarim, am chalas akotch and vasa mada seifu bishav amabinu, v'amal b'nei chaver b'rabim, al gal apancho v'loch eschitim mishro k'tay shim b'el maze, kashe chota b'hay o'bo oz nevad min hayud, shu oishu nivro ilam haba, ki kashe ina hay min Hashem agadol, ina yud mishamish dava, v'dava zidu l'mevinim. In other words, the yud over here is let's outline it first. He's saying that since with these pa'ulas, the person is he's sort of wiping out the hay in this world. He's basically saying that the hay has no kiyum and no mitzvahs in this world because he can't find his inyanim of kedusha in this world. So the mela, since the hay acts as a proizda to the yud, then it can't be, you can't get to that nekuda of yud because he's mezalz in the hay. That's the pashto words that he's saying, and so on. There's a little bit of a deeper knage here. The yud and the hay together, in terms of the description of what the tafkid is, they are like the mushal is not the zach and a keva, but a father and a mother. Now, a zacher could still be a zacher without an akeva, just that he may not be accomplishing much. But an akeva doesn't create the shem. In the relationship of zacher and akeva, Nekeva is a second half that's missing, but it does not involve l'shem zacher. There is no echitimtz of an av without an aim. Once we have an av and an aim, we can split them and say this is the av, this is the aim. But if there's no aim, there's no av. In the shirish of the inyanim, in the more shirishik mahalchim, if there's no tachlis, then there's no hashpa. Let's kind of picture a little bit. When we're talking not in tachlis, we can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mashpia. The world sometimes chooses to be mekabel, sometimes doesn't choose to be mekabel. And these are good times when the world chooses to be mekabel and mekabel right. That's fantastic. Sometimes the world chooses not to be mekabel, and then it's bad. But when we talk talking about the etzem dike mahalchim. If the world is not mekabel, what is happening? So in one level, we can say, well, the world is going to suffer. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to mashpia, and the world is not being mekabel, and it's a shud. The poor world would have it so much better if it was mekabel. On a deeper level, if there is no mekabel, there's no mashpia, and that was Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tachlis in the bria. So yud kei, when a person eradicates the hay, then the yud also falls off by the wayside, because the tachlis of ruchnistic entities in the way it was set up at the bria is to be mashpia to this world, and if there's no hashpa, then those entities don't cease to exist as entities as well. In other words, the father, if there's no mother, the father remains a zacher, but he can't be a father. So here also, it's something which it can be a mashpia, but it can't be a mashpia potentially, but it's not. It doesn't have its tachlis as a yud that gets paired up with a hay. Okay, then he says, "Veshel havei l'chamesh tavarim, shem chamesh ma'ilas ba'ilam." So these five things are five madrigas of the world. Ha'echad em kachim, u'mitzad shakdush shechala behema shebailam tachtein, mishach tov el mashafos. This is the lowest dagger there is. You take a behema, it is physical, it itself is not ruchnius, but when you're dedicated to ruchnius, it becomes ruchni because you've used it for it. Lowest dagger. Mo'adim, shenimne le'me'oireis, so the understanding by the Katmain and the Rambam and so on was that the world of celestial bodies is a higher world. It's less physical, it's refined, and so on. It's age. So that's the second one. And Bemela, that is Mu'adim. It's the pshat that the person's mezalzel in the chelik of Torah, that's kedushas hazman. So you have kedushas hachefetz or aguf, and that's kedushas hazman. V'amila should be guf for Adam. Adam, even his guf is a higher darg in some ways, and that's the next one. Ki Adam murka m'shtei chalokim. Hamila nos Hashem yisbarach b'bzorev, v'nikas b'rispasa, v'shalom v'al b'rispa santo b'fzoreinu. Zeh chelik echad ma'ashadim v'atachtoinim. So in Adam you also have both. It says in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create, when he came to create Adam, there was a dilemma. He said, if I create him from Al Yoinim or Tachtainim, I'm going to have a problem. I have three and three. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him as a duality. So in Adam itself, we also have from Tachtainim to Yainim. Then we have finally Amigal upon the Torah Shalacha, Matur Vamitzis Nogum Oilam Elion Legamri. Our Chamisha Dvorim Elim Kol Chalka Oilam, Hashem Chamisha, Kerlam Ashaf, Elam Tsoi, Elam Shalom Elion. Adam is Elam Fne Atzmoi, Yves Pashne Chalokim, and you have the Torah. So in other words, this is the way he lists these five. This is, so to speak, the complete lineup of the inyanim in this world. Therefore, when you're over on them, you oiker those inyanim. Umayim asher b'loza moidoy nismach ach amayim asher b'doyse v'ayim asher v'kris. Ki shnem inyan echad. So this is a general thing. Then he says, "Bahavin oid katan ischalamato, hamevazes akotchim, v'achakach hamevazes ma'adim, v'achakach hamal b'nichaveri, v'achakach meifib b'shavrom, megalapadu shagalocha, yichoch mal yoyna." בכל אלו חמישים חמש מאזן הבא מיילה גבי מיילה פובה זה מועד. So he says over here that these things are seen as milas, one after the other, and it's not just about five things that is possible to mechal, whatever it is, but you need all five inyanim. When he says over here that these five inyanim are, that they're inyanim chshuvim, he says, so the five inyanim are inyanim that he says over here. Sorry, kolor chamishim chamishim ma'aslam haba ma'ala gabe ma'ala vav zemoid. He's referring to there's another way in which you can organize the spheres, and by having five, that's the what's called pratsufim and so on, and each one of these is going from the bottom up in terms of these five inyanim. That's basically, so basically he's saying here that these are daragas that go upwards to olam haba, and he listed in fives. Now he says something else. V'oda amrinam perik chelik ve'il shelam chelik olam haba u'mash mavol kol acher v'yeshlam chelik olam haba. It says that these don't have a chelik olam haba, mashma that acherim do have a chelik olam haba. So where are these averes listed? How can you have different, you know, over there it says chelik olam haba except for one, and here not. Nira de kol hani chamishim bichlal ein termina shemayim. I want to explain a little bit here, just how to understand these things. Bichlal, we have to understand that any time Mishnah makes, or Gemara makes a sweeping remark. Like if you say Asher three times, you get Olam Haba. If you get this, you do this, that, the other thing. Everyone understands that those in Yonim can't be just given flat Klalim. You know, X, Y, and Z, and that's it. This is, you know, this is a one-day pass to Olam Haba. This is a five-day pass, this is so on and so forth. The Gemara says, L'mashal by Tchias HaMesim, that the reason why the person is not Zeich, because he said there's no Tchias HaMesim, and that's why he's not Zeich Tchias HaMesim. It means that the Metzias of Olam Haba is a Ruchnistik Metzias. And one thing that determines a person's Shaykh to Olam Haba is his Dagen Ruchnias, which is counted by a certain roiv of mitzvahs and averis and so on. Fine. There's a second akuda, and that is the etzem shayches that a person crosses over to a ruchnistic world, that is kasha bechlal to ruchnistic metzias mechateisa. So there are certain inyanim that the problem lies in his etzem shayches to that. So just like lemashal, if a person gets hired as an accountant. So if he messes around, doesn't come enough times to the job, drinks on the job, makes mistakes, there's a certain gvul and there's a certain kamus, and you know, the more he does it, the bigger the chance to be fired and so on. Let's say the person Michal doesn't know how to do books, so he's not shy after that. It's not enough. The person is, I'll tell you, this person is a gevaldik work, is consistent, that comes on time, and is sober, and relates his co-workers, wonderful, 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 but he's got no training as an accountant. So we're not going to help him any. The Olam Haba requires two things. It requires that a person be shayach to a world of ruchnias, to have some shayachas. Then the question is, in a ruchnistic world, that's only tzaddikim, and a person needs to have a certain level and darga of tzidkis, amount of ma'asim tovim, and so on. But those are really two different knaches. There are certain averas that are specially menatik a person from a ruchnistik metzias, and there are certain mitzvahs that have a special skula to bring a person to such a to the Ruchnistik Metzias. So all those in Yanim where Chazal say, tells that if a person is praying for certain things, it's the pshat because in certain ways the person is menatik himself from Olam Haba because of his inyanim. One of the klolim is a term in Hashemayim. A term in Hashemayim means that nothing can cross over from Shemayim to this world. If that's true, then nothing in this world can cross over to Shemayim. The oimek, we're not talking about a person that's not sure about the proofs. Did a Torah come? Did not Torah come? We're talking about something deeper. A person can't deher that any klolim that a shayach to this world, a Kodesh Baruch Hu should personally be involved in it. So he says, near the kolonich ha-mishem b'chal yin tam shayim. This all fits under the broader sense of yin tam shayim. V'zik ma-shamayinu, he kol eilu ha-mishem dvorem k'tesh malaykim. V'oim yin tam shayim yoyma, ki lo yovoy divrei Hashem atoros ha-odom shubal kuf. Yin tam shayim is centered around the fact that a person says it can't be a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it wants to be shayach to bal kuf. So she says, it's a ribui. How do we get five? So Teirim and Hashemayim, and if you think about it, deeply, what's our biggest obstacle? What's the biggest obstacle in Teirim and Hashemayim? So some people say Mechatesa, that you know we have no proof to the effect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he gave the Torah, and we have this contradiction, that contradiction, it's parallel to this. There's all sorts of academic tools of that are used to be menageh Teirim HaShemayim. That's not a sweeping problem. The real problem is down deep. A person doesn't imagine that it's shayach. That do you really think if the God, as we describe him, as the total, absolute, pure perfection that transcends everything, that he really cares how many bubbles are in the lung of the animal that you slaughtered and you're eating it? I can say that Baruch is about justice, goodness, in a big sense, maybe. But you really, it sounds, that's the part that sounds ludicrous. That the kale the Tvim Deyah should really, really care about it. That's in Teirim HaShemayim. So it's not the pshat that he's denying some details about, he doesn't believe, you know, the dates and this and that. It's the, fundamentally, and that's the way the Kuzari describes Aristotle. God can't be personally involved in this world. You can't tell me that a God, the way you described him in all his transcendence, can really be concerned and say, I'm very upset that so-and-so is not watching Negovats and so-and-so is doing this, so-and-so is doing that. So over there, you have it. He's trying to say another teretz. But there's an Almish over there. Avhani chamisha dafke im chatz like chatz chayev, v'ele chamisha chal chayvis achim lachav chayvis. Well, Pierre said, near vein lahar. So over here he has another pshat, this is more pider chapshat, that those term of Shemayim and Chis Mesa and Tarnapi Kairis, those are all in Yanim that they outweigh anything a person has. Yiz chamisha dafke im chatz zake im chatz chayev. Now, what's what's the logic of that? I mean, the Mele, what he said before, that it's included, subsumed in the Torah Shem, I understand. What's the logic of having a difference between whether it's the Chatzi, it gets added, it doesn't get added, and so on? So, so I think what it means is the Chatzi is means it's enough to describe what the person's metzius is. The other ones, the ones that said the Mishnah over there, where he says that it's because those in Yanim are actual descriptions of the person. The person's Ein Termin Shmayin, the person's Kaif Megalpa, his Kaif in Kriyas HaMeisim, and Apikairis. So those things are clear on Kfiris in these in Yanim. Masha Ein Kain, the in Yanim in our Mishnah, they're all Averis that have other Havanis also. I can understand that the person doesn't want this, the person wants that. It's not restricted to this point alone. So when a person taka, when a person has machzis chuyas and machzis averis, I can go either way. I can look at the cup as being half full or half empty. How do I describe the person? So if the person's averis are kind of random, or his mitzvahs are random, so fine, then I don't describe it. These averis give over, they go well in fatiching what the person's mohus really is. You know, if I see a person does these type of averis, there's an akud in his averis that's lamed al hakoil. So it's a pchina of bozev lamed al hakoil that if a person does many averis and this is one of them, then this is sort of used as a key to understand all his ma'isim. But if the person is doing mostly mitzvahs, the person is tzaddik, so he's nichshon on these. I look at these and he's nichshon on these b'teiras mumal and so on. Okay, any questions?
No, it's good.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
Shkaya. Thank you.
Shabbos.